Well, it's time now for Conversations with the Mayors, as promised, presented by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Now more than ever, local businesses need our support. When we spend it here, we keep it here. So keep it local, y'all. Join the Buy Local movement and learn more online at localstimulus.org or use the hashtag localstimulus on social media. Jen Weaver is the mayor of Hillsboro. HillsboroNC.gov is the town's website for more information. Mayor Weaver joins us now on the phone for Conversations with the Mayors this week. Mayor, how are you?
I am doing pretty good. Just like many other North Carolinians, have been waiting all day for the governor's press conference, and now that's happened, and so I have I've released some energy that was pent up all day.
So plan B for schools, which I think was kind of anticipated. I know the local school districts were already kind of planning for something along those lines, and kind of unfortunately, but also not a surprise given the COVID-19 numbers that we're seeing extending out phase two for another 3 weeks until the first full week of August. So what are your thoughts on all of that?
Well, I think, just like you said, given the numbers that we're seeing extending phase two, I was very glad to hear that from the governor that we'll be doing that at least 3 more weeks. At the same time, I just have a lot of empathy for our local businesses, our gyms and our bars, who are just like, I am sure they're pulling out their hair right now, just trying to figure out how they will afford to open their doors when they're able to finally do so. I know it's so hard for them, and I really wish that the federal government would come through with some more assistance for them.
So what are some of the costs that they're having to deal with through this? I mean, obviously rent is the big one, but what else are they having to pay for?
Well, I think that rent was the big one that we kept hearing about, because that first round of assistance that did come did not allow that money to be used on rent.
Mm-hmm.
So that really put folks in a bind. And as you know, what I'm hearing is that our local landlords are, they care about the community, and mm-hmm. they're really interested. They've been, trying to have a lot of grace with their business tenants, but sooner or later the rent's going to come due. And of course, if that stuff builds up over time, it just gets harder to pay back. Beyond that, I can't speak with any authority on what additional costs may be.
So what is the town doing, and what can the town do to help businesses through this? I know we've talked about this already, but worth reminding.
Yeah, so the main thing that we're trying to do is just keep encouraging people to shop local as mm-hmm. much as they can, and to support our local businesses as much as they can. One thing I'm thinking of is the gym that I used to go to in person. They're giving those classes virtually now, so I'm trying to keep supporting them through this. But I think we also know, I saw figures last week that a third of mortgage payers were behind on their mortgage payments mm-hmm. last month. So the longer this is drawn out, the more financial distress people are in. And so that's just going to continue to be harder for folks to maintain.
And what Governor...
people should just do what they can. Sorry,
yeah.
Carry on.
No. And just kind of what Governor Cooper said at the very end. I mean, the faster we get out of this, the faster we get out of this, right? So staying
That's
safe
right.
and keeping your distance and wearing a mask and not going out unless it's necessary, and all the things that we can do are job number one, right?
That is exactly right. Yes, that remains... Those are tools that... don't cost us much in terms of money, but just in terms of conscientiousness, this is how we take care of each other in our community and get everybody back on their feet as soon as possible.
Turning to the schools, I know you're a parent, you've got kids. What are your thoughts about the decision with schools and the decisions that are facing school districts and parents and teachers and staffers and administrators and everything?
Well, again, my heart goes out to all of the people involved in this decision making, because it's none of the options are great ones. And so I empathize a lot with that predicament, for myself and my husband as parents. We had been kind of holding off, you know, kind of deciding which road to go down until, you know, we were just holding out hope that the numbers would look different than they do, or there, you know, more assistance would come that was more supportive of the schools. Governor Cooper did announce some of that today, which is great as far as PPE and things like that. But at the end of the day, we decided within, you know, the last week or so that we're choosing the Orange County Schools Virtual Academy for our kids because we are, part of it is we're able to do that, you know, with we both can do our work from home. Mm-hmm. So that is, it's something that we can manage in our family. And it also seems the safest, it seems the safest for both the children and the adults who may end up in the school buildings to have as few people in there as possible. And for us, you know, another concern is grandparents. So our kids might not get sick, but they could bring something, you know, as we've seen in many, 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 many cases across the country of you know, kids not exhibiting symptoms, but getting their grandparents sick or their parents sick. And so it's an abundance of caution kind of from both a personal and community perspective is how we came to that decision.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. I mean, there's no easy answer. There's no right answer. It's just a whole bunch of different, difficult, frustrating answers that we're all having to decide between. And I think it's a great point that so many different things have to be taken into consideration. Like we're hearing now from pediatricians and health experts and childcare experts saying, well, it's best for the kids if we are able to reopen the schools and get them back into the actual physical school building, not just because of the education, but also the support and the socialization and the school lunch and everything else. And then at the same time, you got to think about the teachers and the staffers and the parents and the grandparents and everyone else and what's best for them as well. It's such a difficult, troubling, frustrating thing, but I guess that's that's 2020, right?
That is 2020 in a nutshell. And I also just want to mention that, you know, for parents, you know, the Orange County Schools, my friends on the school board, I think will appreciate me remembering to say that, you know, they still have not made their official determination mm-hmm. about the options they'll be offering. But, you know, should in-school option be an option here in Orange County, I completely understand that some families need that option because they can't leave their kids home alone. You know, not every home is a safe place for kids to be. You know, there's all kinds that we've put so much on our schools. Like, they serve this role that is just way outside of just providing education. And, you know, like so many other things of coronavirus, this whole predicament is exposing all of that in a more pronounced way. So heart goes out to parents, whatever it is that they're deciding.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information on town government. And we've been talking about the state level decision the whole time, but there is a meeting coming up in a couple of days on Thursday, right? A public hearing with the planning board on a couple of proposals. So tell us about that.
That's right. So this is, you know, the public hearing. So there won't be any decision made here. And this is where we're gathering the information. So in a sense, you know, this is where we're hearing from the people with these proposals and have a chance to ask questions. And the first one is something, and forgive me because I'm working on memory here, mm-hmm. is that we had kind of an exploratory query several months ago about an interest in, you know, they're building this climate-controlled self-storage place, and they want it, they're asking for a rezoning for general commercial for that. But of course, when you do a rezoning like that, you have to think, there's all these things that fall in the category. At the end of the day, you have to find a way to be at peace or not at peace with all of them, mm-hmm. Since you can't be sure how that will change over time. So that's the first one. And then the next one is interest from someone on the western end of King Street who has applied to change from residential 15 zoning to residential 10, which just means it would be an increase in density for what's allowed to be built there. And it's a residential zoning. So it would allow for more houses to be built on that same piece of land.
And again, that meeting is coming up on Thursday. You can get more information on it on the town's website, which is hillsboronc.gov. Speaking with Mayor Jen Weaver, and as we wrap up, other things going on in town that folks want to know about?
This is pretty much the wrap up, and really just counting on folks to, you know, keep taking those safety measures so seriously. And, you know, there's such a temptation the longer this goes on to feel like those things aren't necessary, or we're just going back to some different normal reality. But the way to really end this is to wear those face coverings and keep that physical distance and wash our hands. Yep. Keep at it.
Again, hillsboronc.gov for more information on town government. Mayor Jen Weaver, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Aaron. Take care.